All right.
Hey, gosh, I never saw a man work as hard as you are. Hey, you haven't...
No, I'm too old now.
No, I don't believe that. How are your grandchildren?
Fine.
What? Oh, clothing.
Fine.
You're dead.
I'm 13, you know.
Good God Almighty.
10 boys and 3 girls.
Good God Almighty. They're dead in June, so I guess I'll have one for too long.
Yeah.
Tell me that you're about ready to get us an agriculture bill.
Right.
That's wonderful.
That is, if I can get it through the way I want it, the way I think it ought to be, Lyndon.
Yeah.
You know, I've never seen such a lot of opposition as exists. And what I'm trying to do is...
Get us some kind of farm bill. Get us some kind. Even if it's not just what you want, you get something out of it.
I understand. But listen, I've checked the committee, and I'm telling you now that... we'll never be able to get through this subsidy payment to the mills here. And I'd like to talk to you and, I mean, tell you why it is, and I think they're right.
Mm-hmm.
You understand? Because that will cost you just $275 to $300 million. $275 to $300 million. And, they have the best marketing dollars, and they have the best marketing dollars, and they have the best marketing dollars, and to sell 95% market on those, to sell that goods, to sell 95% of that stuff here, and it's true there's competition, but it's among our own people, and that's where that's a block in the bill. I mean, where there's opposition to it. Now, Lyndon, what I'm trying to do is this. Now, and I told Orville, for God's sake, don't put the price of cotton more than 30 cents for this year. And in order to take care of the small people, we're going to provide a payment in kind between 30 cents and the present price, which is $32.47, you see. And that'll fix all the small people up to about 10 or 12 bales at the current price. But the big fellas, they ought to be able to get by at 30 cents cotton.
Mm-hmm.
And in one operation, Linda, it's going to save you.
Mm-hmm.
Your budget, $2.47 per pound. The mills will get it that much cheaper, and the people abroad will, your subsidy will be reduced by that amount.
Mm-hmm.
What I'm trying to do is to try to live within your budget.
Yeah.
See the point?
We got to do that.
You're darn right. And if I follow the other, well, hell, it's going to cost $300 million more. And I know you don't want that. But I'll do the best I can, Leonard.
You get with Freeman. Now, he said you do more work, and you know more about it, and you're easier to get along with than anybody. I said, hell, I'm going to make you foreign aid administrator, if that's the way you feel about it, Eleanor.
Listen, I want to talk to you about that, and you sent mail again at me, but if I could have a little while with you.
Well, you can. Why don't you quit being so damn stingy and cook us up a little meat, a little stew up there someday, and I'll come up and eat with you.
Well, I did that all day today. I mean, yesterday. I stayed all day in this place, and I'm prepared now to...
Well, you don't...
with that stuff you don't like.
You get old Orville, and you get Dick Russell, and you get some of our good friends that you like, and maybe, I don't know, we might even ought to... Well, maybe get some in the house. You get whoever you want, whoever you like, whoever your friend is, and let me know ahead of time, 2 or 3 days, and I'll come up there, and I'll come a little bit early, and we can sit in your room and have a little sherry, and then before the rest of them come in, and then that is something I'd like.
You know, Linda, there are a lot of things that I'd like to talk to you about. I see on the paper, of course, I don't pay attention to these damn columnists and what they say about you, what the situation is, but it would seem to me that with all we're doing all over this world for everybody, that for us to now go into East Africa and go into Cyprus, I think would be almost criminal.
Mm-hmm.
I've never heard...
Well, we haven't went out in either place.
I know that, but by God, you tell Mr. Hume and them, nobody's helping us in South Korea, nobody's helping us in Taiwan, nobody's helping us in South Vietnam. Why should we take this other thing on?
Well, he's not.
In other words, you've got a wonderful opportunity tonight.
He's not asking us to take it on. Matter of fact,
he's asking you to send some troops there. That is for.
No, he's not.
I get that from the paper. That's why I'd like to talk to you.
No, Cypress says they don't want any of our people there.
Good, I wouldn't send any. By all means. Because if ever you get in there, you'll never get out. Now, you take that from me.
Mm.
Because that's experience we've had with the British before.
Mm.
And God knows I don't have anything against it. British are good people, but pull you to Africa. Because, as I said in my report, that country is actually in the hands of the Europeans. De Gaulle's got all of the... he and the British and the Portuguese, they have absolute control of all of the natural resources with which you could build the continent of Africa.
Mm-hmm.
You see the point?
Mm-hmm.
And now, by the way, I wanted to ask you this some time ago, but I don't want to impose on you. Lyndon, I've got 2 hours. It's in half-hour reels. I wish you'd see those pictures I took of Africa. And I narrated, you learn more in 2 hours sitting there or at a half-hour piece than you could by reading for a week. Now, I've got those in color, and you can have them to look at anytime you want.
Well, I'll get you to send them down here, and I'll show them at the White House movie some night when I'm a little tired.
I wish you'd do that, and let me tell you, it's going to wake you up. Because I've had people, you see, they're being shown in Louisiana now on all of the television outlets we have in Louisiana.
I'll look at it. I'll be up there next week or two.
All right, I'll let you know.
Now, you go on and get me some kind of a farm bill. I don't want to know about detail, but you and Freeman get together. If you and Freeman can't... You see, this election year, and Democrats are up. We don't have a farm bill, they're going to catch hell. Now, don't...
You and Freeman
get together, and you all agree on something, because he thinks you're a good man.
All right.
And you think he's a good man. And damn it, you can agree. Both of you give a little bit, and go on and get something.
Well, I've given plenty already, and I'm going to get you something.
You ain't very easy to give. You're
no,
a damn tough cookie.
The point is, though, that
I'd hate like hell to have to trade with you very much.
I'm not into this, Linda.
I know it. I don't either. But you get with Freeman.
That's all I want. That's all I'm
going to call Freeman tonight, and I'm going to tell him about everything I've got here. I'm going down the line. I'm going to call him tonight and tell him to get a hold of the line. I'm going to call him tonight and tell him to get a hold of you, and you all work out something.
All right. Now, listen. Here's what I'm doing. Tomorrow morning at 10 o'clock, I'm meeting with all of his people, and then... And then tomorrow, if necessary.
Well, you're a worker up there. You are his worker.
I mean, in the agricultural committee room.
I know it, but this damn Farm Bureau don't want us to have anything.
I'm not pulling what the Farm Bureau wants. Now, don't you think for a moment that I'm trying to do what they want.
Right.
What I'm trying to do is to bill on the present law, and if you try to draft a new bill, as some suggest, you're not going to get anywhere else because, as I told Mike Thursday, I hope that he and Dirksen will permit me to have a couple of days after I have the bill reported out of committee, and that will be this latter part of this week before the civil rights bill takes up. Because if we start the civil rights bill, they can put the bill goodbye, and I'm going to farm bill goodbye. And Mike said he'd do his best to do that.
You don't have to have objection.
I know you liberals, you know, in there, like Clark and them. They don't want anything. And let me tell you something right now. If I can get this bill out by the 19th, you see, I couldn't meet before the 18th. That's Tuesday. I'm going to get the committee to meet there. I'm going to keep their feet on the table for the whole day and the next day, if necessary, to get a bill out. And after that, I'll be ready to take it up anytime Mike Mansfield gives me the green light.
Okay, goodbye.
All right, bye.